Are you living a lie? Are you struggling to find meaning in what seems like a meaningless world, career, space, and time? Sure, expectations are great. Hopes are high. God is on the move. But what happens when you're met with failed expectations? What happens when winning doesn't feel like, smell like, look like winning? What if life feels more like meaningless smoke and vapor? Here today, gone tomorrow, just a shadow in the mist. The great paradox of life's purpose. It's so easy to follow God and to feel like you're living out your purpose when life is milk and honey, when our lives are better than best. What happens when life feels like living Havel? Yes, I said Havel. You'll understand what I mean in a moment. Newsflash, friend. You will not find true fulfillment in man-made religion, traditions, and despite all your efforts and work, you can't earn your way to heaven. When facing adversity, our faith is tested. When facing hardships, what's deep inside of us in our hearts will definitely bubble up into the surface. I've been digging into the book of Ecclesiastes lately. You probably heard my previous video, and this might even be a series for the next few videos, so definitely stick around and hit that subscribe button. But I've been really meditating and reading through the book of Ecclesiastes, and honestly, it's been pretty depressing. It's been pretty bleak feeling. But the more I've studied it, the more I've understood the wisdom and the meaning and the necessity of this book. So our journey today begins with the Hebrew word Havel. Not hell, not halapel, Havel, which is really the main theme of the book of Ecclesiastes, which is vanity, meaningless, smoke, a vapor, a mist, the wind, this elusive thing. But let's really uncover what this word means in this applied text. Now, you might be wondering why I read the book of Ecclesiastes, despite its seemingly dark worldview, filled with paradoxes and apparent meaninglessness. Ecclesiastes stands out for its raw honesty and existential struggle. It challenges our misconception and unattained expectations, offering a truly relatable human experience. I mean, this is what's missing from most churches, services, and circles today, is we have romanticized the idea of living a perfect life. We have romanticized this life, this idea of abundance, to the point that it's been perverted. We can promote a polished, perfect Christian life all we want until we're blue in the face, but the truth is, life on this earth, life under the sun now, isn't always beautiful and perfect. It's more like a beautiful mess. Now, don't misquote me in this. I have no problem with having nicer things. I love a nice pair of kicks or a nice dinner. I'm not bashing you for having nice things. It's okay to have nice things, but don't let nice things have you, because there is a huge difference in this. If you were anxious about money or things, I submit to you to do a little bit of self-reflection here right now in this moment on this question. Where is my trust placed in? Is it in humans? Is it in politics, the government, money, things? Or do I trust God with every? Come on, somebody. Every. Someone type that in the comments below. Every. Do you trust God? Do I trust God with every aspect and area of my life? See, the crux of Ecclesiastes lies in that concept of this word Havel, this fleeting fragility and elusive paradox of life. Life, happiness, and meaning like vapor or within sight, but just beyond our grasp. I mean, I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to catch fog or smoke or chased after the wind? It truly is elusive. You can't do it. It's this thing that seems so real and tangible, yet when you try to grab it, it's gone right there in front of your eyes. As we dive into this thought of Havel, another reoccurring phrase we see in Ecclesiastes is under the sun. This symbolizes our earthly existence, this experience through all our senses. Ecclesiastes challenges the fairness and the logic of this life, revealing the paradox that contributes to the concept of Havel, meaningless. Smoke, vapors. Does the inability to grasp meaning make life inherently meaningless? Ecclesiastes urges us to really ponder, really meditate on this question, emphasizing that our lack of comprehension or control doesn't neglect the purpose, but humbles us, highlights our finite existence here, but it foreshadows the beauty of our eternal existence in the life after this. In the face of life being meaningless, vanity of vanities, reassess our life's expectations. Exposing the myth of religious fulfillment, Ecclesiastes warns against using faith as a mere vehicle for earthly goals, challenging us to understand the deeper purpose and meaning of this life. So I'm sure you're probably wondering, because the title of this video is, What is the Meaning of Life? Is My Life Meaningless? And I think this is a really essential practice for us to think through, because Ecclesiastes really reveals our human limitations with brutal honesty. It serves as the bad news that's so necessary, so the good news is even sweeter. This promise of redemption and salvation by God. So why is knowing that life under the sun is nothing but smoke and vapors useful to us now? I mean, I'm not trying to depress you. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer or anything like that. I truly believe that understanding this will shift our perspective to the eternal, not the temporal. It pushes us to humility, to realizing that we have to be fully reliant on God, not man, not ourselves. If you are stressing and anxious over the current recession or wars or threats of plagues, don't be. Truly, friend, don't be stressed and anxious over this. The secret is what's happening now will happen again in your life and happen again and again. And if your life doesn't look good now, don't worry, friends, because if you're not dead, then God's not done. Remember, this too shall pass. And that goes for the both the good and the bad, the ups and the downs. Give it some time. This life now may be full of avail, but this next life, the eternal purpose, the eternal mark that is on our lives, is glorifying God, serving God, being in communion with our designer, our creator. I want to thank you for joining me on today's video as we ponder these thoughts. And it kind of was an intro because I have a few other thoughts that I do want to get to on this idea of avail and Ecclesiastes and realizing that this life is temporary, but our life after is eternal. So if you're interested in, you really want to go on this journey, dive into this with me, then be sure to subscribe, like, comment below again what you're getting from this, if this is valuable or not, so I can make more content that will help you become better than best, even when life is hard, even when things feel like they're not going to be where you want them to be or where you feel like that you're called to. Stand firm, friend. Dig in your heels, because God is not done with you yet. I'm praying for you. I love you, friend. And let's go live better than best as we conquer this week. And I'll see you next time.